Good morning.
We're going to make this a campaign show. The mayor,
there's an election coming up.
Yeah, there is. I thought so. You've been in a few of them recently.
Yes.
But, the mayor is up, and there's a primary coming up on February, two challengers, so they're going to be on with us next week. So the mayor's going to campaign now. He didn't know that, but...
I'm all ready.
He's all set to go. I guess, first of all, Mayor, what do you think you've brought since winning that recall? What do you think you've brought to the table, the mayor's office?
You know, I think after the years that we had of some controversy and some problems that we had at City Hall, what we have done, and I'm proud of the last 9 months, that 10 months that I've been a mayor, we started talking about budgets and talking about city issues rather than city problems. Of the controversy that we had. There's a lot of great things that have happened in the last 9 months. The river dredging has been completed. That's been for about 30 years that has happened. That got completed in the last 10 months. For the first time in 40 years, we have a joint dispatch agreement with working with the county. We sat down and hammered out an agreement that will save the city taxpayers millions of dollars in the long run and provide a good service for all people in the county. Development has been doing good. American Orthodontics building a new plant and committing to Sheboygan hundreds of jobs that they have and more in the future. Good place like Volrith expanding their business and a new expansion where during bad times they bought out some small competition and moving that to Sheboygan. News like Piggly Wiggly, when talk about Piggly Wiggly was on the south side of possibly closing, I sat down with the leaders of Piggly Wiggly and the union and the person that owned the actual land there, and together they were able to sit down and work out a deal, and hundreds of jobs there were saved, and now that store has been expanded and redid to an international look to it. And you know, it's just things are going forward, and that's what we need to do, is keep going forward. In my office, every time I go to a ribbon cutting, I take a little clip of the end of the ribbon and I put it up on a shelf on the thing. And right now we have 21 ribbons. So 21 different businesses have expanded or started in Sheboygan. That's exciting. We need to continue to move that forward. We need to build our tax base, and we need to keep creating jobs.
You promised during the campaign you were going to get rid of the garbage fee, and you worked on that. So it wasn't without controversy these last few months, but it was controversy inside, not an outside type.
Yeah, you know, and that's right. You know, I don't mind that we're have difference of opinions on how to take care of the budget or the garbage fee. Those are issues we should be talking about, and we should be talking about them all the time. I had a strong stand on the garbage fee, not only because I don't like the added fees, you know, which is really just another tax. Let's call it what it is. It's a garbage tax. But as I looked into it and I did the budget, and I looked through all 1,348 lines of the budget. Sat down, and I know that because I did all 1,348 lines. And I looked at the budget and found that not only are we charging our residents a fee, at the end of the year, we have more money than what we've taxed. And for the fourth year in a row now, we'll have over $1 million surplus. I don't think that's right, that we keep collecting more money than what it takes to run the city of Sheboygan. And that's what became the biggest issue, is I believe that we should tighten the budgets, make them realistic, but still provide the good quality services we do. But we shouldn't be overcharging and overtaxing our people. And that's what I'll stand up for all the time, is standing up for the people's taxpayers' dollars. Our tax rates went down, but we still could have did a better job. And at the end of 2012, we had about $1 million more money than what we needed to run the city. And that's not right. It's your money, and we shouldn't just be taking it.
What do you think you bring to the table that the other two candidates do not?
I think it's the experience. You know, having served on the county board, having served on as city alderman for a long time, having served at the state as a state representative, I think it's the experience that, you know, we heard last night about Nancy Buss, our finance director, and two or three people got up and said, you know, it's not just the job she does, it's the fact that she has this internal memory that, hey, this is what we did in 1996. What did you do, Nance? I have that same internal memory of when people ask me, you know, should we do this? I can say, well, you know what? Tom Pineski and I and Jerry Cott back in 1992 ran into that same problem, and here's what we did. So it's that experience of things. And I think the other thing that I bring to the table is, you know, I'm just an average guy from Sheboygan. I've lived my whole life here. I worked here. I worked at American Orthodontics for 22 years. I raised my family here. I've got a good pulse and good relationship with the average taxpayers out there. I know, and I knock on a lot of doors. I attend a lot of events throughout the city, both when I was mayor and when I wasn't mayor, and that connection with the people, I think, gives me the ability to be their representative, and that's what a mayor is. He's the representative of the taxpayers and the voters to the city. We have department heads that can run the everyday thing, and the everyday little problems that come up, but the vision and the policies should be made by the mayor and common council. And I think that's why the people elect the mayor.
What do you look forward to concentrating on if reelected to a full term?
Well, you know, I think we still got to continue to work on, and our number one goal is providing jobs and building our tax base, because if we continue to do that, then the city continues to grow. So that's always our number one goal. Then I think we've got to do a better job of budgeting. We've got to budget the amount of money that is needed to provide the good services that we currently provide. And that money is, and we can see reductions in our taxes. We can see that we don't need the garbage fee as extra dollars if we're just putting away. So I think we've got to tighten our budget and continue to bring jobs and expansion here in Sheboygan. Those are the top two things that I will be working on in the next 4 years.
Are you knocking on doors?
I'm knocking on doors. I'm talking to a lot of people. I really enjoy that. You know, not when it's 10 degrees out. I wish it was 50, like it was a couple of those. But I enjoy that, because then again, it's back out there and talking to people, and people tell me what their thinking is. And realistically, that's what I want to know. That's what we need to hear. I think we need a mayor that's going to represent the people, and the only way you can represent the people is you find out what they're talking about. You find out what their concerns are. So I'm hitting the doors in each of the neighborhoods. The election is 2 weeks from today.
Yep.
It's a primary election between three of us. Hope, you know, I encourage everybody to get out there and vote. Usually primaries are pretty low turnout.
Yeah, they are.
But let's get people out there, and this is your time to put in your input on where do you see, what future do you see the city in, and what policies do you want followed through on. And then we'll move forward from there.
Thanks.
All right.
Mayor Terry Van Akron with us this morning. Josh, all yours.